Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Misha. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi.
So happy to have you back. So tell us what you've been up to.
Oh my goodness. Since the last time we chatted, I have another book coming out. My second YA book released, and I have a bunch of projects that are in the works. So, and I left New Jersey, which makes me very sad since almost all of my books are set in New Jersey. I'm back in Pennsylvania, which is actually where I grew up. So, That is a lot, but it's all good stuff, which I'm very pleased for.
It's all great stuff that's happening to you. But yes, I feel like someone who also left New Jersey after 12 years, I missed it. So your book, actually, I read your book this past weekend and I was like transported back to Edison, Jersey City. I was like, oh, this is my town. This is where I live. So thank you for setting your books in Jersey. Just, you know.
Most welcome.
Yes. So let's chat about Dating Dr. Dill. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Sure. So Dating Dr. Dill is the first in a trilogy about three friends who find love. And the stories are all inspired by Shakespeare plays. Dating Dr. Dill is specifically inspired by Taming of the Shrew. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, I had gone to visit the Folgers Library, which is the Shakespeare library that has like the largest collection of folios in DC. And I was chatting with one of the Shakespeare scholars there, and we're talking about my favorite plays. And the scholar goes to me, he's like, you know, Shakespeare used to change the language in his plays to kind of suit the audience, because sometimes the audience would be of like a particular socioeconomic group, or it would be something, and he would alter the text in order to appeal to them more. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, like, how interesting would it be to take something that has like these core concepts in it and adapt it to South Asian culture? And so that is when I called my editor and I said, hear me out. I have an idea. And what do you think? Like, what if like Shakespeare gave really terrible dating advice to a bunch of South Asian women who live in New Jersey? And so that is how Mrs. W.S. Gupta started, which is William Shakespeare Gupta, because that's like literally all I could think of at the moment. And that's how she became a thing. And then in addition to that, I have a doctor who doesn't believe in love and a heroine who is obsessed with love. And both of them have been shaped by the relationships of their parents. And they both represent two different ideologies of arranged marriage that have kind of developed as we kind of enter the third diaspora of South Asian culture. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much the setup. And there's lots of shenanigans that happen.
There's lots of shenanigans. It was like, I feel like I was reading on the plane and it was like the perfect reading time because I had no distractions, like no phone, no anything. And I just love the fact that I was like, okay, I can't wait to reread this as an audiobook and get immersed in this world. Because there's like the aunties, there's like the whole Dungeons and Dragons storyline. There's like all these different points of different things that happen. You know, mm-hmm. even the meet cute, the SOS, you know, WhatsApp, you know.
Definitely.
All the shenanigans were chef's kiss. Like the aunties, all the aunties, like prototype. Like you're like, auntie this. And I'm like, they all serve a purpose. And like the whole idea of like, you know, the sister and her big wedding. You know, we have on top of everything else, you know.
So like the aunties are interesting, right? Because they don't exist in Taming of the Shrew. But I wanted to have the feel of a big ensemble cast with multiple different personalities and coming from multiple different directions, because that's what Shakespeare does best, right? The ensemble cast in his comedies. So the aunties were that purpose. And then I also wanted it to balance the story with levity. So, yes, Bindu, the sister who is getting married, and in Taming of the Shrew, she serves as the younger sister who's perfect and everyone wants to marry her. So it's kind of similar personality traits, but that relationship never really gets resolved. And I know that's something that has like irritated quite a few like reviewers of mine, but sometimes family dynamics aren't easy to patch up. And honestly, the relationship at Taming of the Shrew between Catherine and Bianca didn't resolve itself either. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes okay, right? It happens. And so there's that reality that exists as well in the story. So I think that is like the levity that exists that's balanced with the aunties, who, by the way, are named after South Asian romance writers who are writing today.
I love this. I love you bring homage to things or matter, you know. Yes. I love every time we had an auntie exchange or had like the whole, like, we got you, we need the biodata. We need this. Like, here's platinum subscription plan for all these online dating plans, you know.
They are ruthless. And like the other thing is, like, a lot of people make assumptions about aunties, right? Like that they married young. Mm-hmm. They had no jobs and they stayed at home and all they do is gossip. And yes, there's quite a bit of that in the auntie community. That's how the stereotype developed in the first place, because there's truth in it. Yeah. But what people forget is that like some of these aunties were not like that. Like some of these aunties like came over and they were some of the first few South Asians working at IBM. They were some of the first few South Asians working to build like tech infrastructure in the US. And so that's kind of something like personalities that I also wanted to bring into the story as well. Like one of the aunties is like a hacker genius because she's been working on computers like since she got married. She came over and that's what she did. And she was very successful. And so I wanted, and although you don't see a lot of them because it really is a romance and it's about Bram and Karina, I really wanted to make sure that like they had a little bit of texture to them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're like the little chair in the top of the story. So it's sort of a prem because he's a heart doctor, but he doesn't believe in love. And he has all the scientific data to prove it. Like, it's not true. Love is a bad thing, you know.
And do you know that stuff is real? Do you know how much research I did? There are people who legit are like, oh yeah, like love and heartbreak and romance is actually toxic to the brain and to the heart. And it's like, that is real research that's out there, which blows my mind. Oh, but yeah. I was fascinated with it. And that's how Pram started.
And then we proved him wrong. And it becomes a romance. Yes. So what are you working next? So tell us all about the rest of the series. What can we expect from that?
Yeah. So Bram and Karina, of course, had their love story. They kind of come to terms, and it's Bram who kind of bends as opposed to Karina. Because in Taming of the Shrew, you know, Catherine is kind of forced to be this person that Petruchio has shaped her into. And I hated that concept. So mm-hmm. I flipped the story and I honed in on the three like forms of abuse that Petruchio kind of inflicts on Catherine. And I flipped those in the story as well. Mm-hmm. And so my plan is to do the same for the other books. The next couple that I'm currently working on, well, I will be working on them right now. I'm on a different project, but that I'm going to be tackling next for next year's book is Bunty and Bobby. And so yes. Bunty is Bram's really good friend who is the son of a frozen nun like company empire. and he's trying to like step out of that shadow and be like this really impressive restaurateur. And then you have Bobby, who whose parents died when she was very young, and mm-hmm. she moved in with her aunt and uncle and her cousins. And she is a wedding planner for the wedding planner business, and she's very good at her job. They call her the fixer because she can go in and she can handle all of the difficult personalities and all of the difficult details that go with a massive Indian wedding. Mm-hmm. And both Bobby and Bunty have to work together for Karina and Prem's wedding. And so that is the teaser for book two.
So he's going to cater after he's been saying that he doesn't cater things.
Well, who knows? We'll see. He's very opinionated about food, so he may not be the caterer, but he may be involved in other ways. And so,
yeah, he has a strong opinion about catering. He's like,
he's I don't very think strong so. Opinions. He's like, I am not a caterer. I am a chef. Yeah. That is it. Yeah. So yeah, that's the next plan. But I'm currently working on my next young adult novel. I kind of flip back and forth. I write a YA and I write an adult romance and then go back to YA. And I'm no longer with Random House. I'm with Skyscape now. Mm. And so I'm so excited to be working with them. And the book is actually the main character, the heroine, is a heroine that's part of the Bollywood life world though.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she has a small, like maybe a paragraph scene mm-hmm. in Bollywood Life. She has a couple more references in Radha and Jay's Recipe for Romance. And she is the heroine in The Karma Map, which is with Skyscape. And the book is completely standalone. Like you can read it and never have read any of my other young adult books before. But for those of you who have been listening and reading from book one, mm-hmm. It's Tara, who is Jay's ex-girlfriend. So Tara is getting her romance, and there's more to Tara than people could really perceive, like really saw. And so I'm really excited for her book.
Oh my gosh, you just made my day.
I'm so glad.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I love the Nishaverse, like the first universe you're creating.
I am definitely, like, I like when all of my stories kind of intersect in some way. I feel like I'm like all of my characters are alive and well when I'm contributing to the same universe. And so I know that this is not always going to be the case. I can't write every single book in the same universe. But for now, I'm doing as much as I can to keep it all together.
Well, you had your billionaire made a cameo Dating Dr. Dill, because I was very excited when they were like, I know that.
That's true. They are. I'm very excited that they are too. So that they had a cameo. So it was kind of like a thank you to my fans who've kind of stuck with me, because that series has taken a long time to write. So they're still around.
Just like such a good series for those that are listening who have not picked up. So good. Thank you. If you don't like The Billionaire, just give it a try. This is Brown Billionaires, or just give them a try.
They're pretty great. Think Succession. Yeah. Instead of like, think Succession with like a very strong romance plot.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. That's a good cop. So, all right. So let's have some book recommendations. Do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. I've been reading a lot of advanced reader copies lately, mm-hmm. and I have some great books that I've read and I'm just so excited about them coming out in the world. So, I read, Tracy Livesey's book, American Royalty.
Just finished.
It's so good. It's like, I think it's Harry and Meghan fan fiction, except the love story that we all deserved and we never got.
Yes. So. Yes, with Rihanna. With Rihanna as like the main person, you know?
Yes. And like Rihanna or like honestly, like I'm thinking more of a Mary J, like yes. Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
And like a Benedict Cumberbatch, yes. like hero. And so that is the kind of like pairing that I'm envisioning in my head. It's really, it's just top-notch romance from Tracy Livesey. Then there's the diverse historical that's coming out with Adriana Herrera called A Caribbean Heiress in Paris. Have you read that one yet?
No, it's on my list. Actually, I'm waiting to come out because I'm savoring my historicals, and I'm like, a part of me is like, I just need to request and just binge it out, you know?
Oh my God, it is so good. It is just so good. It's like, it's sexy and also really like deliciously complex. And it takes place at the World's Fair. It starts in the World's Fair in Paris. Mm-hmm. And there's like a sex club and there's a hand flex. And there's just like such amazing like nods to classic romance and classic historical romance, and also just lots of sexiness, because Adriana Herrera writes very sexy, and you definitely get that in her books. So those two are ones that I read and I loved. And then of course I have not read it yet, but I just got The Ark in the mail, and it is The Wedding Crasher by Mia Sosa. So I'm ready for Mia Sosa's book. I cannot wait for Mia Sosa's book. I'm waiting for it. I'm ready for it. I'm wondering if I should do a reread of Worst Best Man first. And then after I do that, then I'll jump into The Wedding Crasher. I know that you and I talk about mafia romance all the time. And I know you're expecting a mafia romance recommendation for me.
Yes.
So my mafia romance recommendation is Mila Finelli's duology. Have you read it?
I heard about it. Somebody else recommended it to me. I don't remember who it was because I talked to a lot of authors, but they recommended Mila Finelli's. I think it was Diana Quincy who recommended it to her. Like she was
oh my God. You know? It will blow your mind. It is like, Mila Finelli understands mafia romance,
yeah.
like a true mafia romance reader. Yeah. And she's like incorporates all of those wonderful, delicious id points into her books. It is a duology. Book one ends on a cliffhanger. So you have to immediately pick up book two.
Okay.
It's The Mafia Mistress and The Mafia Darling.
Mm-hmm.
And so the covers are beautiful. There's age gap. There's kidnapping.
Yes.
There's like a yacht. Like you have all of your like classic mafia romance. Like
you had me at kidnapping. I have a thing for kidnapping, captured.
I really, and you know what, like I've talked to my therapist about it. And there's no answer to it. It's just, I like it.
So. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what is about this, but like the whole point of kid, I'm like, I'm all for it. I'm like, give me yes. a kidnapping.
Yes. It's so great.
Yes. Okay. So I'm adding in, I'm like binging ARCs right now. So like I finished American Royalty this morning. I read your book like on the plane, and I'm like, I have Wedding Crasher next, and then I'm just gonna go to Mafia. I think I'm just gonna yes. do the Nisha Sharma's, you know, reading guide.
I have quite a few TikTok videos of like mafia romance recommendations. I think the most recent ones, other than Mila Finelli, I went back and I read through Sophie Lark's series mm-hmm. because Sophie gets a lot of love on TikTok. And every time I see a video, I'm like, oh, I actually want to go back and read that again. So I'm a repeat Sophie Lark reader because of TikTok.
Yes, I feel like TikTok is like, it gets me like the right, you know, there's certain people who give me the right books to read, like
yeah,
I trust your recommendations. There's a couple others. I'm like, I trust your recommendations because they're like not hyped up books from like 2015, 2016. I'm like, no, like these books are tried and true. And these are hidden gems that I'm like dying for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm really excited that like some of my favorites and some of my favorite authors are finally getting like attention and love and support on that platform. Because, you know, it's like there's so much noise on some of the other social media platforms, but like BookTok, like you know what you're getting and you can like narrow it by hashtag.
Yeah.
And so like once you follow one person who kind of gives you the book recommendations that you know you love and you know you'll go, you're going to love, like the algorithm will do its work and like will give you all of the other recommendations that you need.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing, because I somehow, whenever I stumble on BookTok or soft and I get frustrated, because then you get like the pirating people, then you get like the ones who are like doing things and you're like, okay, no, that's not acceptable. Or the thirsty, yeah, or the newer, like new BookTokers who found some random spicy book that's not really spicy.
Oh my all. Gosh. Sometimes I'll hear people talk about like, oh yeah, that's such a spicy book. Like someone called my book erotica. And I was like,
no.
Like, and I'll like read the comment and then I'll look at my shelf with like Nikki Sloan and Sierra Simone and I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
There's a disconnect here. There
is, yeah, I think they just assume all romance is the same. I'm like, no. Really, you know. So, yes. Awesome. Well, tell us where you can find me online.
So you can find me on my website. That's the best place to find me, www.nisha-sharma.com. And I am on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Nisha Writes, WRITES.
Thank you, Nisha, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me again. I'm so glad we could connect. I always enjoy listening and I enjoy like talking about fun books that we both enjoy together. So it's always a delight.
If you enjoy this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.